The Iowa caucuses are just over 3 weeks away, and New Hampshire's primary is just 8 days after that. For the latest in presidential politicking, we turn this morning to WBUR's political analyst, Democratic strategist Dan Payne, and Republican strategist Todd Domke, and we begin with President Obama's executive actions on guns.
The gun lobby may be holding Congress hostage right now, but they cannot hold America hostage. We do not have to accept this carnage as the price of freedom.
Now, many Republicans promptly criticized the president for this. Ted Cruz put up a website saying Obama wants your guns. Let's talk about how this issue affects the presidential campaigning. We know it was an issue before for the leading Democrats, so this will likely come up again, Dan?
Well, Hillary Clinton previously was able to knock Bernie Sanders off stride by pointing out that he opposed a law that made gun sellers responsible for gun crimes. His excuse was that Vermont's a rural hunting state. And she said that's really no excuse. And she has an advantage over Sanders in some states, but not so much against Republicans. So I'm guessing she won't overplay her hand.
And how about the Republican candidates, Todd?
Well, on the Republican side, gun control is less of a cutting issue because all the candidates are opposed to stricter gun control and opposed to the president acting unilaterally through executive action. But if there's one candidate possibly hurt by it, it would be Chris Christie, who has been surging in New Hampshire polls. But as governor of New Jersey, he did support gun control measures opposed by the NRA, and there are many gun owners in New Hampshire.
Let's talk about some of the polls, because they really show different things. The national polls say that Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump lead their respective races, but an average of all the polling shows that Ted Cruz is leading in Iowa, Bernie Sanders leading in New Hampshire. Now, we know Sanders was in New Hampshire and Massachusetts just this past week and last weekend. He attracted record crowds. Bill Clinton campaigned for his wife in New Hampshire. Donald Trump was in Massachusetts. So let's talk about the races here in the key states of Iowa and New Hampshire. Todd.
Well, Trump is in the best position among the Republicans. Even though he has trouble in Iowa against Ted Cruz, he's still very much in contention there, and he has made clear that he really wants to win Iowa. If he then went on to win in New Hampshire and South Carolina, he'd have a momentum that could make him unstoppable. If Ted Cruz does prevail in Iowa, or if Marco Rubio comes on strong, then we'd see going into New Hampshire a multi-candidate field where even a Chris Christie, as a long shot, would have a possible win there.
And the Democrats, Dan.
Well, if this were a poker game, I'd rather be playing Hillary Clinton's hand than Bernie Sanders. She might lose a hand or two early on, but she's prepared to go the distance. That means in South Carolina, Nevada, and other states that have sizable non-white votes. She's got more money, a bigger staff, and the benefit of having run before. She's also got the most popular Democrat in the country on her side, Bill Clinton.
And Todd, what do you think? I mean, how does the former president affect his wife's presidential candidacy here when he's on the campaign trail?
Well, Bill Clinton can be effective on the stump for Hillary, but the contrast between the Clintons can hurt her because it's clear he can connect with voters in a way she can't. And this controversy with Trump about Bill's past treatment of women and Hillary's role in maligning the women who made accusations doesn't help her.
Do you think that Hillary Clinton can hold off Bernie Sanders in New Hampshire? And what if she doesn't? What are your thoughts about that, Dan? And then I'd like to ask you the same question, Todd.
Well, she can, but it's going to take some changes in the makeup of New Hampshire Democrats. Bernie Sanders is very popular among liberal white voters and young voters. If they turn out big on February 9th in New Hampshire, he can win. But he faces real challenges in the next two primaries where minority voters start to become a major force. In South Carolina, for example, 40% of the Democratic vote is black. In Nevada, Hispanics will have a big share, perhaps as big as 40%. So Hillary Clinton has a big advantage among minorities, but New Hampshire and Iowa are different.
Bernie Sanders has predicted he'll win Iowa and New Hampshire. He leads in New Hampshire. He's not that far behind in Iowa. If Hillary lost both states, she would look like a weak candidate for the general election. And then Democrats who currently prefer her might have second thoughts. Bernie Sanders has raised an unprecedented amount of money, small donations from millions of true believers. And his campaign has an energy, a momentum that could upset the advantages Hillary has as the establishment candidate.
So there have been lots of questions about whether Bernie can win. That seems to be the big question, what folks say. So do you think there is a scenario for Sanders to win the nomination?
The scenario would be that he wins in Iowa, he wins in New Hampshire, and then Hillary's support starts to collapse. Momentum can do, you know, wondrous things for a candidate. But certainly she still is, as Dan points out, the favorite.
Let's go to the Republican side of things. What happens to the Trump campaign if he loses Iowa and then someone comes close to beating him in New Hampshire? Do you think that then it turns into who can finish second to Trump and then try to emerge as the Trump alternative?
Well, if Trump loses in Iowa, he could lose his lead in New Hampshire. He's not as far ahead there as in most states. And if he lost in New Hampshire, he'd need to win South Carolina to reclaim frontrunner status. A lot of his appeal is the idea that he is the strong man, the successful man. If instead he has the aura of a loser, then much of his appeal could decline. On the other hand, if Trump won both Iowa and New Hampshire, he'd have the aura of being the most successful candidate, plus the reputation of beating the establishment, and he'd be hard to stop.
I think if Trump loses Iowa and is close to losing in New Hampshire, he's finished. He's so full of himself. If he loses either one of these first two contests, his head will explode. And he's got a huge head. His rationale seems to be all wrapped into his polls and his popularity. You take that away from him, and he's left with very little else to his candidacy.
All right. WBUR political analyst, Democrat Dan Payne. Thanks, Dan.
You're welcome.
Also, Republican Todd Domke. Thank you, Todd, as well.
Good to be with you, Deb.